By 1996 and 1997, the Counterterrorism Security Group was developing plans to snatch bin Laden from Afghanistan. One plan called for an Afghan snatch team to drive a bound and gagged bin Laden to a dirt strip on which a CIA-owned aircraft would briefly land and then head back out of Afghanistan, flying low to evade radar. Although normally reluctant to operate inside Afghanistan, the CIA made an exception long enough to inspect the dirt strip to see if it could support the aircraft's landing, turn around, and take off. The unmarked aircraft was flown into position in a nearby country. The flaw that developed in the snatch was our inability to know when it would occur. If the grab would take place when the opportunity arrived, and not at a time of our choosing, the snatch team would have to hold him for almost a day until the aircraft arrived. During that day, bin Laden's men and the Taliban would be hunting for him. The chances of them detecting the aircraft and perhaps capturing CIA staff were large. A variation on the plan was developed. The Afghan snatch team would not just wait for bin Laden to drive by, they would go pick him up at his farm at the same time the CIA aircraft was flying into the country. It sounded good. I asked to see the photographs and the maps. Tarnak Farm looked more like Gunga Din's fort than Dorothy's farm in The Wizard of Oz. It certainly wasn't in Kansas. The farm complex was several dozen houses surrounded by a 12-foot wall. At each corner of the wall, there was a machine gun nest. Parked outside were two T-55 tanks. A frontal assault by the Afghan team would probably have resulted in the deaths of the few assets the CIA had in the country. The Counterterrorism Security Group, therefore, unanimously decided against the assault.